figure it out eventually. However, basically, USA stands atop at 9-1 now. Vassar at 5-3 and Reese at 6-3. So really, it is all down to Reese and Vassar trying to battle this one out and hope that USA will drop somewhere down the road. But that's going to be tough for USA. USA rolling, of course, with their big man down there, Brendan Ballard, the aircraft carrier.
Well, that's the key. USA has to drop, well, they have two left, right?
I believe so.
They have to drop both of them for Reese to have a chance. And, of course, Reese still has Cassidy at All Saints, and they have Laker at home.
And, of course, they are away against Montrose Hill McCloy in the first round of the districts. Bad Axe drew Sandusky, and that will be played at Sandusky on March 3rd. But Bad Axe still has three more games left in the season. February 21st, this Friday, they host Vassar. Then they host USA on next Tuesday, the 25th, due to the girls' districts playing played on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So the boys play on Tuesday and Thursday next week. So Bad Axe hosts USA, and then Bad Axe at Ubley on next Thursday to finish the regular season, then at Sandusky in the district play. And, of course, John Mooney, our WLW Sports Game of the Week next week, the rematch of our last broadcast, Harbor Beach at Lakers. We saw a very good, stellar Paul Zwemer with the night of his life against Harbor Beach. Now he's in his home gym taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates this coming Tuesday.
You know, I sure hope that is played. With juggling schedules and everything, I've heard rumors that it is a possibility that that game may not be played in favor of making sure that all league games are played. So you never know.
We will find out for you for sure. Be sure to keep your ear to the ground or your ear to the furniture stereo in your living room, if anyone has those still listening to us. I applaud you tonight. As our final here, Reese 69, Bad Axe 49. Tonight's game sponsors of the WLW Sports Game of the Week were Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb, McVeigh Insurance Agency of Bad Axe, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb, the Huron County Independent Insurance Agents, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Riverview Auto just across the river in Carroll, Pat Curtis, Chevrolet, Cadillac of Carroll, the other side, and Saginaw Valley State University. Cellular and internet transmissions broadcast were carried by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network, the talk of the Thumb. But one last thing we have to do here, John Mooney, it's the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game, our predictions. And looks like John Mooney was pretty darn close. Brings home the victory. John Mooney predicted 65-45, Reese. We won't even go into ours. Ryan Brown proxy voted his. He said Bad Axe 63, Reese 58. And I said in a close one, Reese 51, Bad Axe 48. So I was very close with Bad Axe's score. Just forgot about 17 points for Reese.
I think Ryan was going with the percentages, tell you the truth. If this was going to be a game that was going to be a trap game, this was the one. And when I saw his predictions of Bad Axe 63, Reese 58, I thought, you know, doggone it, he's going to do it again. He's going to sneak one on us.
Well, there were two lead changes in this game. Bad Axe led in the second quarter with 7:20 left in the half, 13-10. But from that point forward, it was all Reese from the get-go. They led as many by as 22 at one point, final score by 20. John Mooney, last thoughts from tonight, looking forward to the future.
Last thoughts, I really believe in the Hatchets, that they can go ahead and make some noise, especially in districts. Amazing thing what happens when districts begin is everyone's 0-0. So, you know, if I were them, I'd point towards the positives. And what can we do to go ahead and improve? A couple things. Find a way to get to the foul line. Cut the turnovers out. And, of course, try to not foul. And those kind of, you know, those three things, if they can concentrate on that, who knows what can happen.
So on behalf of the entire WLAW Sports broadcast team back in the studio pushing all the buttons, that is Jay Lake, our engineer for this broadcast, was Jonathan Henderson. John Mooney, in-game analysis. Ryan Brown, our satellite correspondent, couldn't be here tonight. And I am Clark Ramsey, host and producer of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast as Reese takes the 20-point victory, 69-49 over the hosting the Bad Axe Hatchets. And, of course, you can listen to us next week, Tuesday, as Harbor Beach travels to Laker Country in a Greater Thumb Conference crossover classic on the WLW Sports Network. Until next time, see you then. Stay warm.
as I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face, losing control, yeah.
Come to Chicago just to sing.